I want you to know that that is the battle cry of the host of heaven. You... if you haven't been outside, there's a huge X right over top of this church right now. And I can tell you that, they're about to invade this service. Amen? There are definitely, the angelic realm has to be here because you're here. If you multiply every person here by about 2 to 5, that's how many are already in the service. And then there's a million more that came with me. How many are you going to put to work? There's no way you will escape working with them in this season on the earth, because heaven has been invading this earth, but now heaven's about to work with us. The host of heaven have been sent not just to stand in front of you to keep the demonic from spitting on you. They were sent here to war on your behalf. Every day of your life. They want something to do. So that's something you'll hear about today. And the Father wants you to know this. You've gone too far. You can't go back. It is too late to escape being great. This is a season of greatness for the body of Christ. And the title of my message, I want to say, I just got corrected. The title of his message is 2016, The Revealing of the Kings. Because we are kings and priests unto our God. You're going to find out what that means, who you are. Again, he's always taking us from level to level, glory to glory. And I can tell you that the kings who are manifested sons and daughters of God are about to stand up and be known in the earth. Most of them are not known now. Some are known, but he's about to reveal. And the reason why he's had to reboot you and reset you is so he can reveal you. He's not going to hide you. Some people have a real problem saying, well, you're not supposed to put yourself up there. I'm not. He is. He's the one who exalts. And let me tell you right now, he needs us to stand up and be who he called us to be, not what the world says we are. And the world doesn't know him, but they're about to see him in a whole new way through us. So get ready to be revealed. Amen? So let's also look up and say, Father. I love you. I want to know your ways. I want to know your thoughts. I want to be just like you. You sent your son so I could know you. So reveal yourself in a greater measure that I can walk with you, for you. In this season, I receive it. Hallelujah. Woohoo! You can be seated. I am so excited about the time we're in right now. You know, if you haven't heard, we're in a whole new age. The new age that came upon the earth. A spiritual age called the kingdom age. And I don't know, a lot of people, you know, will say, quote scriptures and quote scriptures, but do we really know what we're saying? You know, Jesus, he preached the gospel of the kingdom. That was not an earthly kingdom. That was the kingdom of heaven. We should always think of that when we say it, when we say those words. We're part of the kingdom of heaven. That's why it's in you if you're a believer. Amen? Part of that revealing will be drawing that kingdom of heaven out of you so the world can see it. That's what it made his message so valuable. He wasn't talking about an earthly kingdom. That's why he loved to talk about it. It's where his home was. Amen? Heaven really is your home. It's where you came from. Say, we came from there. One day we'll go back there. Amen? If he takes you home. I don't think some of you got that. There'll be more than one Enoch in the earth. I receive it. We are the generation that will taste of the powers of the age to come. Do you want to know what time it is? I'll tell you what time it's not. It is not the perilous times. It is not the time for the aliens to invade our earth from outer space somewhere. It is not the time for the Nephilim to show up and destroy your home. It is not the time for the horses of the apocalypse to run wild throughout the earth. It is not the time for everything to end and we go out in a wave of doom and destruction. It is the time for us to stand up and rule with him in this earth. Every time I talk about the Holy Spirit says, tell them the four horses of the apocalypse are still in the barn. They have not released them yet. And I promise you, because the four blood moons came and went, and we're still here. The next thing on the list will be the four horses of the apocalypse. They've skipped through a whole lot of the Bible to get to them. But they always got to find something that represents destruction. We have got to stop focusing on the destruction and start planning to build for the kingdom in this earth. The only thing that's ending is the way you've been living. Woohoo! We're actually in a new season in the new age that's on the earth. Okay, everything up till now has been preparing you, processing you, aligning you, positioning you. So now you're going to begin to demonstrate what it means to be a true follower of Jesus Christ who loves the Word of God and doesn't abandon it. Those who repent when they sin and not ignore it. Those who run after the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with everything within them. Until it becomes the air you breathe. You live. Act out, demonstrate. You will be a representation of heaven culture in the earth. I'm going to read this that the Father gave me. He said to tell you this. There are those who will reveal and live the Father's vision to demonstrate the power of his light within them. But first there will be those chosen before time to carry the seeds of greatness. The generations who went before you, maybe they didn't get to see what was going to happen, what they talked about, what they believed, what they knew God showed them, but you will. Woohoo! I hear that shouted all day long by the hosts of heaven who are with me. It's a battle cry. They are so hungry to work with us in this earth, to destroy the works of darkness, to pull down the strongholds of the enemy that he builds around you everywhere you go. Every day you're here, it's their job to attack the demonic army. You do not go up there and attack them. We might wrestle, but they fight. They've been sent here on your behalf. It's about time we started recognizing that. Your life becomes a lot easier to live in the earth when you realize that you have a whole army at your disposal. One of your weapons that you have not been using. The word says your weapons. They're spiritual, they're supernatural. They are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. It says your weapons are mighty. Woohoo! One of your weapons happens to be an army. It is an unseen army. And they have been given orders during this time. We command an army. Now people look at me, what are you talking about? I'm giving you the word of God. We have sat for generations, and I can tell you God really gave you everything you need to be victorious, to be successful, to be powerful in the earth. Jesus really meant it when he said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, not some of it. And that scripture says, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Well, if you have an army going before you, pulling down every stronghold, plot, and plan of the enemy, because you've released them into their assignment, then your life will change. Say, it's called ruling. Say, he rules. We rule. He rules. We rule. He rules. We rule. It will be one of the most significant ways in this time on the earth that your life will change. We're supposed to live a heaven culture on this earth. They don't get attacked in heaven. They don't get sick in heaven. They're not poor in heaven. They're not on the bottom of the heap in heaven. You hear that? Well, if you heard the angels, you would hear the earth shaking. I'll stand in my home and I'll hear booms, and I know it's them walking outside my house. You have been given access as a believer, born again believer, that Jesus said, we have to be just like him. Say, we have to be just like him. Say, he declared in the word, walking as a man on this earth. A righteous man on this earth. He declared, if I want to, I can call the armies of heaven to come and deliver me and fight for me. It's really not even a mystery. It's really activating that. Say, I want to be just like him. I want to receive everything he has for me. And that means ruling as a lifestyle. I'm going to finish reading this. There are those who will reveal and live the Father's vision to demonstrate the power of his light within them. But first there will be those chosen before time. You know, when we were all in him, we all knew each other. Turn to everybody and say, hi. I knew you before. In heaven. In God. And now he put us all back together. He has a scroll in heaven that has your life written on it. Do not picture a paper scroll. It is a living scroll that speaks. It has facets in it. And they each have a name. And it has your life written on it. There's a seal on that scroll with a crown. That's what he intended you to be when he sent you. It's hard to explain if you haven't been there. We're royalty. Say, we are royalty. That's what he meant me to be. Woohoo! Back in the, before there was any time, and he actually used to discuss with you what you would do on the earth. If you ever wondered? You said yes then. He's been from the end to the beginning and the beginning to the end. The proper way would say he's been from the beginning to the end and the end to the beginning. So you were forged in the future because that's where he was. He's in eternity. He is eternity. I'll give you some deep stuff. You were forged in the future. And then he made time, which took you back, so you could live now with the future in you to demonstrate and manifest for him. You'll get it. You should live from the future where he forged you, your purposes, roll every day of your life in a scroll even before time had been made. He knows your destiny. Everybody say yes. Yes. I want my destiny written on my scroll in heaven. Woohoo! Every time we say that, I hear shouts of laughter outside, and then I hear echoing, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo! You're not leaving the same. Yeah. So you were chosen before time began to be here right now on this day, in this meeting. It's a divine, it's a divine encounter right now for you at this time in this meeting. So I could be anywhere. It's the first time I've given this message. You get it. You get it because of your pastor's hunger. And because they apply revelation, when you apply revelation God gives you, you get more. When you set aside yourself to hear the more, you're going to get the more. So before time began, God had already chosen all those who would be your family, your literal family, your physical, natural family on the earth. If you don't like them, pray for them. But somewhere, even if you never met them, even if you never knew their name, somewhere in your family line, somebody laid down their life and poured out their life for the kingdom, for the purpose of the kingdom. That's why you're here right now. He timed your birth on this earth so you could fulfill the seeds of destiny that have gone through your generational line until this very time on the earth when we shift from man's time to God's timeline. Say, I'm on God's timeline. There's a huge shift that's taken place. We'll have one more right before we step into that final door. Yeah, I know there's windows in heaven. I've seen them. And doors and gates, floodgates. That's where the wealth is. Say, open floodgates. Now. Woohoo! He said, first it'll be those chosen before time to carry the seeds of greatness, of the vision. That vision that someone in your family line stood for was to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And they never, well, they're watching it now, actually. They're all watching you right now up there now, right now. All your family members in heaven, your friends are watching you now. Look up and go, hi. Are they alive? Say that loud. Because if they're living in heaven, they are really living. And they are excited that you are here right now, representing them. Amen. I had greatness in my family line. We've traced it back to like the 1700s. I'm sure it went beyond that. I know some of their names. They gave their life, everything they had, to the Father, to love people. They always thought more highly of others than themselves. They never gave up. They never turned back. They never quit and stepped into glory without seeing the purpose of the fulfillment of their vision, but they're still going to see it because they're watching you. He timed everything perfectly. He knew exactly when you would be born, where you would live, what he had planned for you. You just have to say yes. And then you let him do it. I know a lot of you have been really processed out there. You know, the more you're going to carry and have, the more accountability, the greater the process. You should want to be great for him. It's all for him. But we shouldn't be afraid to say we rule. If that was his whole purpose, if he says he is the King of Kings, who are those kings? He's not talking about King Solomon and King David when he said that. That's not what is written on his side. It's the kings who will rule on the earth with him. Say, he rules.
We rule.
We rule. So he made sure, you know, generations matter. That's why he recorded it in the Word of God. He recorded all the generational lines that would carry down the purpose and plan of God so he could send his son. He had all that time perfectly. And boy, he used some strange people in those generations, didn't he? Say, God is strange. His ways are strange. His thoughts are strange. Say, I got to be strange to have them. He will do some of the most unusual, shocking, strange, unexpected things in this year. Say, it's about time. I was just with a group of people in Texas, and one of them stood up and said, this will be the weirdest move of God we ever had. And I went, amen. He kept saying, it was just weird. God showed me weird things happening. It's going to be weird, people. You better be weird. And when he sat down and said, I'll tell you why it's going to be weird. Because his ways are strange and his thoughts are strange because he is strange. And if this is the kingdom of heaven being demonstrated through us, then get ready for strange. Your box is going to be destroyed. The body of Christ is going to think some of us have gone nuts. It's about time we have some excitement and fun in the body of Christ. If you've been taught the joy of obedience, you're really ready. I love to obey. It's joy. It's a pleasure. It's excitement. I actually laugh every time as you do something, and I do it, it doesn't matter how wild or weird it is. How would you like to wake up in the morning and the God say, everybody in this house get rid of all of your bedroom stuff because it's going to be your office. And you don't have a home anymore because it now becomes your offices. And you now sleep in a room with all your office stuff. Hello? People already think I'm strange. You can imagine, oh, honey, we got to get rid of everything out of the bedroom. It's going. Your bed is going. You like to tell your husband your bed's going. And at the same time, he was telling my mother and my sister in their room, get up and get all of your bedroom stuff out. Give it away. Get rid of it. These will be your offices for now. If you come to my facility, you will walk into my room and see my office, not my bedroom. Because in 48 hours, it was all gone, and my stuff, I had to go buy office stuff. I mean, I knew he was going to give us an office. I thought, you know, we already have designs for one that will be built, heaven architecture and everything. And he said, well, you're setting this place up first, and I'll move you from here to your real home. And then when your team is flowing, I'll move you to the other place. You want details and revelation from God? How about that one? We got everything out of our home that looked like a home. And it now is our offices. I was so excited, I couldn't wait to tell my husband, get up, honey, we're not going to have a bedroom anymore. I'm going to have an office. I've been telling people for years I live in my office. I guess I'm living it now. Because it took over my home. The other half's 50 miles away in Margaret's home. When he births something, you don't get to choose where it gets birthed. And you don't get to choose how it happens either. Because that would be your way. Amen? It's a delight and a pleasure to operate for him in this earth. So I have learned in this last year, I always obeyed, but now I've learned the joy of obedience. It doesn't matter about the joy of success. That's coming. And there's no one that can keep me from it because I've learned the joy of obedience. It will come. So expect strange, really amazing, powerful things. So he chose those before time who would carry the seeds of the greatness of the vision throughout each generation until time has shifted unto his timeline. And then the divine race begins. And part of that is to know the host of heaven and run with them. Say, they're part of our team, the unseen team, but they're important. If you're going to live with them later in heaven, you might as well recognize that they're really there. We say it all the time, but they really are there, just as real as you are. That's how real they are. Amen? Powerful beings made by God himself. There was a war in heaven already. And let me tell you, it wasn't what you think of as war, because really, when God was ready, he just kicked every one of them out. We should do the same thing with darkness. Woohoo! His plan is to bring heaven to earth and then earth to the culture of heaven. That's what's going to happen this year. Say, bring heaven to earth and earth to the culture of heaven. It's time for us to live heaven culture. This is the Father's plan for this year. And this one little paragraph I'm going to read is powerful. And he's talking about you, if you choose it. Following the pattern, the Father doesn't have rules. He doesn't have laws in heaven. He doesn't need them. He operates in patterns. The proper term, if you're going to do something, you say, here's the pattern. The pattern of how we're going to do this, and that pattern will come from heaven. I've already seen the patterns of the kingdom and how God will move things, release things, send you places, do things with you. It's a pattern. Amen. We saw the pattern of Christ throughout the whole Bible, right? Even in the Old Testament. Following the pattern laid out by the Father to reveal the kings and then anoint and appoint them to operate without measure, it shall be the Father's great pleasure. This time is a great pleasure for the Father to see his children operating in this earth without measure. Depends on how much of yourself you've given him. Amen? You notice that he says, you are priests and kings unto your God. Kings and priests, priests and kings. That word priest goes right along with it. If you're not a priest unto Jesus Christ, then you won't be a king. Say amen. You don't have that sold out love for Jesus Christ, so he becomes the air you breathe. Amen. There's requirements. And then after this revealing of the kings, you'll begin to see them demonstrating and manifesting. It talks about it in Romans 8. By the way, a woman can be a king. Everybody say, if man can be a bride, then a woman can be a king. Woohoo! Y'all sitting there. I'm just slapping you with heaven culture today. It's true. In the spirit, there's no male nor female. No bond, no free, no rich, no poor. You know that scripture, that little scripture right there? That's talking about in the spirit. Not talking about on this earth what people say or denominations have made you believe. There's some that say I shouldn't even be standing here, and yet God himself put me here. Our rewards are the same in heaven for what we do on this earth. Amen. Not everybody's reward is the same, but it's the same for a man or a woman in whatever position God put them in to do something for him. Amen. The only reason he didn't make women as one of his disciples, although he had them follow him just like the disciples did, was it would have taken 100 years longer to do everything because we want detail. And when we talk detail. And when we write detail. That word of God would have been bigger than this building. So he chose men so he could do it simple and fast. Because you got a one-track mind, let's do the task. If we don't just do task, we enjoy the adventure of everything we say, we see, and we do. And you know all of that is true. Oh, I love him. This year will begin the revealing of the kings. And no man can appoint a spiritual king. They've already been appointing themselves into the fivefold ministry for years. He's going to touch that too. If you want to know, it's not coming to judge the earth right now. Coming to judge the leaders of the body of Christ. He can't pour his wrath out on the earth. He ain't even judged the church yet. They're not going to escape that either, are they? I want him to do that. Amen. There'll be more power, more glory when he's got the right people speaking for him and living the way they should be living. Get ready to see some people drop dead. This is a time of life and death. Oh, yes, it is. Because he is going to judge the leadership in the body of Christ. And if they're doing things they shouldn't and don't care, they won't be here no more. Anyone who stands here and speaks for him should live a righteous, holy life. That's why there's double accountability for us. Amen. Not lead your congregation into living something else. There's going to be power seen and felt like never before. The presence of the living God is going to flood this earth and consume every single church building or any place that calls them a church, theirself a church, the house of God. His name's on it, isn't it? This is a year for many powerful things to be seen and known. The earth is going to start to shake. I'm talking about the people in the earth. Because they're about to see the living God manifested through his people. Amen? Say, Father, give me revelation. My spirit man craves revelation. We've had enough information. Information doesn't always change you on the inside, but revelation always changes you on the inside. Then from this time forward, each generation shall rule higher and further in the spirit until the light and the glory covers the whole earth, pushing back darkness and crippling it for generations. So if you thought you were going to escape, forget it. When the rapture comes, that'll be the Father's choice, and he's not choosing it right now. Aren't you glad? You miss a lot of the glory and the power if we were all going to be escorted out of here to escape. There's some people preaching there'll be no rapture. There's some people living like it doesn't matter if there's one. I know he has a plan, and he's going to work his plan. I want to be a part of that plan. So things are definitely shifting and changing. And this is what he said. If you want to know what 2016s look like, get on the Holy Ghost roller coaster. Because we're about to go for the ride of our life. Into the glory, then take it somewhere. Into the glory, take it somewhere. Into the glory and take it somewhere for him. This is a season on this earth when people will truly have to make a decision if they're going to run and carry that glory or sit and watch it. He talked about it in the Word of God. He's not going to be left without having it demonstrated in this earth. Amen. And then the generations will get stronger and more powerful coming behind us. We're actually causing a shift in the mindset of the body of Christ that you just hang on until you escape. That's not why his son died. He would never talk about the kingdom and what it meant if it was just about getting saved and escaping hell. No, we want hell to run from us. Amen. Because if you put yourself under the hand of God and resist the devil will flee from us. It's in the Word. So you can't play with the devil and make him run too. Amen. And let me tell you, as long as there's believers on this earth, I've even seen a little bit of the tribulation, which, by the way, is generations, 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 generations. You're here to release the kingdom in the earth, to demonstrate greatness from God so those coming after you will go higher and further, and the next generation higher and further, and the next generation higher and further, until they walk out and speak to a mountain and it jumps to get out of their way. Until there are regions of light and glory created in this earth where if you drive your dead family members in there, they'll come to life. Well, I don't see that yet, do you? Then we're not through. because he's coming for a church without sin and without their flesh showing up. So when people go, the rapture's coming, say, well, go look in the mirror. What do you look like? What's in your layers? Your soul's got layers and it stores things. What are you storing? What are you storing in there? It'll be manifested through you. Amen. Next time you see a believer, go, what's in your layers? He took me forward in time and I saw people doing that. What's in your layers? Especially if they were acting up. Okay, what's in your layers? Get it out. Amen. Every generation will go higher and further. And God's going to work out his timeline, whether we like it or not, or the world likes it or not. They're not going to stop him. Amen? There'll be a point where things do, years and years and years from now, begin to switch because his plan has to be worked out. Amen? And then at one point, there'll be a bump in the road called the tribulation. And the Father calls it a bump in the road. I mean, really, actually, according to the word, Satan only gets a few years. He don't have these years. Is that true? Is that what the word says? When the Antichrist will come, the Antichrist is not on the earth right now. Say, woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! But the kings are. Woo-hoo! You ever wondered how the glory is going to cover the whole face of the earth? Amen. That means it'll be seen and known all over this world. The glory is the power and the passion of our God operating openly in our lives, stunning this world and shocking hell. That's what the knowledge of the glory is. Amen. We get to help that happen. And then when he's done with that final thing, and then Jesus will rule and reign in the millennial age, which is the next age. We get to taste of those powers of that age, and one of those is longevity. Real longevity. And then when he's done with that, and Satan makes his final battle, which is a joke, because then they'll be toast. You need to read the word if you don't know what it says. That final battle that will take place when Christ is sitting in Jerusalem. He won't be sitting there wringing his hands on the throne because there's a horde coming across the desert after him. His daddy's about to light up the earth. And they will be burnt up. And then time will be no more. Amen. Then we get to have the new earth. That's going to be awesome. And then time shall be no more, only life as one with the light shall remain, offer his glory. That should be our story. Let the show begin, and may the host go with you. Turn to your neighbor and say, may the host go with you. We have truly stepped into a supernatural time on this earth. It will be a wild roller coaster ride, but it's going to be a Holy Ghost roller coaster ride. Amen. Stay on the roller coaster. So it is time for God to reveal the kings. So important to him that he had it tattooed on his thigh. The spiritual kings who will take true power and authority over the darkness. It's an eternal position, not a temporary position. It says we will rule and reign with him now and in the ages to come. Amen. So this is a new time on the earth when everything gets flipped. Everybody say, flip it. Because things are going to be start poured out to the body of Christ that he's not going to give the world. People don't like the wealth. Well, you don't have to take it if you don't want to, but I'll take it because I'm going to use it for him. We need wealth to do things for the kingdom. Amen. The enemy's terrified of what God is about to put in our hands. So, yeah, renew your thinking. Because he rules, we rule. When you operate in the kingdom and you run after the kingdom, say, all these things shall be added unto me. It says so in the word. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Say, that's the kingdom of heaven. Is that what it says? And his righteousness' sake. Can't leave that out. Say, and his righteousness' sake. And all these things shall be added unto me. Woohoo! This is a powerful time. It is a time to rejoice, a time to celebrate. I know the earth is in a turmoil where they don't have God. He made you. He holds the air you breathe. He has your scroll in his hand, and he's about to open that scroll. We don't have to understand everything. We just have to be able to hear him and then obey. If it sounds strange, it's him. If it does not make any sense whatsoever in your natural mind, it is surely him. I hear more than anything, it just doesn't make sense. Well, that means it's God. Most of what he did in the word, it didn't make sense, did it? Go get those people and cross that sea. Hit it with that stick, and then you're going to all walk across on dry ground. That did not make sense to the natural mind. But he made sure the army was chasing them. They didn't have a choice. Well, guess what? This is a season of forced change. If you haven't changed already, forced change is here. He wants you to change, to really see who you are. He set you up and he chose you to be here now to be a part of the glory. You will begin to see that people will be attracted to you. It'll be the anointing on your life. The glory you carry will bring great favor to you. It will open great doors for you that would never open before. One of the number one things he told me was he was going to clean up everybody's debts. First debt free. And then he begins to fill up your treasuries. And then you can help set other people free from debt. Amen? The wealth is coming to the body of Christ. He talked about it in his word. His wealth isn't our wealth. Say amen. Amen. I will take his wealth any day. Let's stand up for a minute. Everybody stand up. I'm trying to be really good with time, although I don't like time. It's hard to live in a time-space planet. And that's something else that will begin to change for you. And it may sound strange, because he's strange. He will begin to stretch time for you sometimes. He said, I'm going to stretch time. I'm going to shorten time. I'm going to cause time warps. This is all heaven culture talk, everybody. He's going to accelerate time, stretch time, shorten time, and step into time warps. If that happens, don't worry, you will know it. because time is not going to be the same. Nothing can remain the same in the time you're living in. Don't try to make plans like you always have had in the past. Let God show you His plans for you. They will always be great. Okay, when He's got hungry people that are willing, pray that my people be willing in the day of my power. He's not talking about judging the earth right now. He's talking about right now. In the day of His power, be willing to carry it, to demonstrate it to the people in this earth. And I'm telling you, I saw some of the most miraculous things happening just from what we would say everyday people. And I know people look at me like I'm something special. You are all special. We need each other more now than ever before. Okay, God wants to use teams. There's power in teams. I worked in the business secular arena for years, and I understood what that meant. The body of Christ needs to jump on the team wagon. The host of heaven come in teams. When you leave here, you'll take one with you. Amen. Let's look up and say, Father. No matter what time I thought it was, I'm jumping on your timeline. I don't mind the strange ways or the strange thoughts or the strange demonstrations. I am ready for change. Amen. And now we're going to get a little serious before we end. Say, Jesus Christ. There'll never be enough time in all of eternity for me to tell you how much I love you, how grateful I am that you were willing to change your very image, to leave your home where you lived as God, to come to this earth, have to wear flesh, and actually live amongst us. I thank you for the gift you gave with your life. And I thank you for the life I can now live. I surrender again. Everything in my life. Help me lay it down so I can live in you. So I can manifest for you. Demonstrate for you. Handle the wealth for you. Help win the lost. Take back the atmosphere. The ground. This very earth. To take dominion, that was your desire. I thank you for choosing me and timing my birth on the earth for right now. Woohoo! Sit down for one more minute. Time to see. I know I'm going to end. The time just flew by, didn't it? Amen. The Father clearly wanted it made known in an atmosphere of love, of joy, of celebration, of revelation, that this is not the time for the world to end. It's the time for our life to begin. Amen. That supernatural life that we've been prepared for over the last seasons of our life. You've heard many things spoken to you, declared over you. You've declared them yourself. This is a time of fullness of all that to come to pass. It is our Jubilee. Those family members you've been declaring, You're going to start seeing them rapidly come into the kingdom. You're going to begin to see your situations rapidly. Actually, suddenly is the correct word. There's going to be so many suddenlies. This is what he said. You're not going to be able to keep up with them. When the waves begin, you're not going to be able to keep up with them, but hold your head up and know that you're riding on his roller coaster. Amen. He said, just say yes every time he asks. I got a word from another prophet friend who said that it's going to be so powerful, the waves of glory, the waves of demonstration, the waves of wealth are going to come one after another. Amen. Say, consume me and teach me to surf. Go surfing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I want to thank you for being open. Amen. Don't let anyone steal revelation from you. Don't forget to ask for grace every day for abundant life. They'll fill you full of fuel from heaven. It's one of the first things he had me teach you. Don't ever stop releasing the anointing. I was in the mall yesterday and they were handing out little packets. You could really release so much glory and anointing if you thought about it. Your life, it's a lifestyle. Say, it's a lifestyle. Say, my lifestyle is changing.
My lifestyle is changing.
They were giving out these little packets of stuff. Don't say no. Just take the little packet, and as you touch it, release the anointing in it while they're still hanging on it. And I saw the anointing pass from me through the packet into that girl that handed it to me. And every person who did that, I did the same thing. It didn't matter if they couldn't feel it. Say, the anointing breaks the yoke. Say, the anointing abides in me. It came from Jesus. Amen. A lifestyle of ruling will include all of this, asking for grace, releasing the anointing, speaking correctly with your mouth. And I know you've been hearing that here. Really, your mouth and your words are so powerful. Really, the host of heaven wait to perform what your words are. It gives them ammunition to move on your behalf. That's why it's important to not give up. Okay, if you get weak, just cry out to God and start worshiping him. You don't need to keep telling him your problem. He knows what it is. He wants to hear you. You rejoice in him always, no matter what. Being happy, giving life to people with your words. Everybody say, smile a while. It's free. Yes, it is. And make sure you laugh too. We're about to laugh a lot. Get used to laughing. It's probably going to tell you, it comes with the waves. You can't escape it. Learn to walk with the anointing and walk under it. Don't crawl. You won't get very far. Because it is coming that powerfully. Amen. So just stay excited. Get up in the morning and say, I am excited. That you're going to do something with me this day. And I take power. Over all the power of the enemy trying to hinder or attack me. And I release the host of heaven to pull down every stronghold, plot, and plan of the enemy against me this day. Go sick 'em, boys!